Come to the Southwest Believers Convention June 30th through July 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for a week-long conference that'll change your life. There'll be live Spanish interpretation, pre-service prayer with Pastor Terry Copeland Pearson's, and exciting services for both children and teens. Come to a special partner meeting with Kenneth Copeland Friday morning, then join Gloria Copeland for Healing School Saturday. It's all free June 30th through July 5th at the Southwest Believers Convention. For more information, go to kcm.org/southwest.
You need to realize that the plan is already on the inside of you. It doesn't have to come from heaven somewhere. You've got heaven on the inside of you. We're inside out people. The plan is already in here.
When the storms of life carry you off course, how do you get back on track? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland teaches that God's plan is more powerful than any storm and how to stay on course with His plan.
The word of the Lord just came to me to go to the 27th chapter of the book of Acts to begin tonight. As an illustration of what he's been saying. And then we will, as he leads, we'll go back into scriptural foundation and strength and establish the plan of God for every person's life. Now then, Acts 27th chapter, well, let's begin reading. Let's start with the 9th verse. When much time was spent and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and the ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master, or the captain of the ship, and the owner of the ship, more than those things which were spoken by Paul. Now that's typical response. In fact, that's the way most people function. You got a preacher and you got the captain of the boat and the owner of the boat. And the preacher says one thing and the captain says another, and the owner of the boat's agreeing with the captain. Now, the person that's owner of that ship might have a sailing background himself, which this rather indicates that he did. But either way, he's agreeing with the captain of the ship. Well, now, here you've got a preacher that's going to jail. He is a passenger on this ship. And he speaks, and there is no honor on that vessel for him. None. So he was ignored. But now, I want you to look what they considered. All right? Now notice this. And, verse 12, because the haven was where they were docked, was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart there also. Now, the captain has spoken up. The owner of the vessel has spoken up. And now the crew's chimed in. And the reason the crew don't want to stay here is because the hotels are no good. And the girls are all over somewhere else. And the food is better over there at the accommodation. They didn't like this place. They didn't want to spend the winter there. I mean, that's really deep, ain't it? Obviously, not a whole lot of prayer went into that decision. No, they're following after the ways of the world. And I'm telling you something, that'll get you killed. Now, so if by any means they might attain to Phoenicia and there to winter, which is a haven of Crete, and lie toward the south, west, and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their purpose, loosing there, they sailed close by Crete, but not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. The Spanish Bible says, huracanado, hurricane. The same categories are used today. Breeze, gale, and tempest. Tempest being the older terminology for hurricane force winds. So we know that this is a hurricane. Now, when our ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her dive. Running under a certain island, which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ship, fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven. We being exceedingly tossed with a tempest or hurricane force winds, the next day they lightened the ship. The third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. When neither sun nor stars in many days appeared and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we, you see the word we, he included himself in this, we should be saved was then taken away. This thing got caught up in that hurricane. Now, they couldn't go turn on the weather channel and get a satellite picture of what's going on. They didn't have a clue. They didn't understand those things back there then. And once you got that little vessel up inside that thing, the thing is moving in two directions at the same time. The hurricane is traveling across the ocean. So is the boat. But at the same time, the boat is caught up and it is traveling around that eye. So it's caught up, it can't break out. They didn't see sunshine for 2 weeks. Can you imagine the turbulence in there? I mean to tell you, and they're stuck in this thing, and they're traveling across the ocean, and they're going around in a circle at the same time. Now, but after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, you should have listened to me and not loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. Now, I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship." Now, hold your place right there. Let's go to Acts 19. Look at verse 20. "So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. After these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also go to Rome." He had an inward witness in his spirit right then of the plan of God to go to Rome. Did he not? Now, this is vital information. You need to realize that the plan is already on the inside of you. It doesn't have to come from heaven somewhere. You've got heaven on the inside of you. We're inside out people. The plan is already in here. He already picked it up in the spirit and he's already purposed in his heart. That's what I'm going to do. Now then, let's go to the 23rd chapter. Verse 11. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul. For as you have testified of me in Jerusalem, so must you bear witness also at Rome." Now, he has that inward witness, and now he has it confirmed by the Lord Jesus Christ, head of the church. Now, go back where we were in this storm. "Now I exhort you to be of good cheer." Wonder where he got that. Huh? "For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve." He doesn't serve the angel. He serves God, and so does the angel. "Saying, fear not, Paul." Paul, stop the fear now. "You must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given you all them that sail with you. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. We must be cast upon a certain island." Aha! He already knows he's going to that island. He's in the plan, right? Now, did God cause that hurricane in order for him to be cast upon that island? No. Well, Brother Copeland, how else could he have gotten there? I don't know. Ask Philip. He did what God told him to do, and it came time for him to go to his next meeting. He just disappeared and wound up over there. God's not stuck to a boat. Amen. Even if he is, ask our brethren, the apostles, what it was like in that boat that night when Jesus got in it, and the thing immediately was at the other shore. Right. Phew. I'm gonna get me one of them. Immediately at the other shore. Glory to God. Can you see what was happening here? Now, we know this, so we won't take time to go in and read the rest of that, because you know what happened. It happened just exactly like he said. But you notice how he said there was no hope. All our hope was taken away. But now, how was he talking the next time you saw him? Cheer up! What caused this man to suddenly get over in the victory lane? He got back on the plan. Amen? The plan got bigger than the storm. I'm going to Rome. and then no hurricane gonna stop me, and no snake's gonna stop me. I'm going to Rome. And in the meantime, on my way there, I'm going to stop at Melita, and we're going to have us a meeting. That's when that venomous snake got on him. He just slung him off. No, his assignment got bigger. The plan got bigger. It was bigger than the storm. Now, notice this, too. Once he agreed to that plan, that angel didn't go off and leave. That is his angel. Man, he had some support here. Amen. But he had to get back on the plan, and he had to get back in faith. So he not only had to believe God, he had to trust God. And he not only had to trust God, he had to believe that plan.
Yes, he did.
He couldn't have stood there and said, I don't care if you are an angel, and I don't care if I am seeing you. I talked to the captain of the boat, and the captain himself said, we're going to die. Yeah. Bye. You're done. You're done. And when you let fear drive your life, and when you let other people's opinions drive your life, well, now, brother, you want to be careful about da-da-da-da-da. Oh, really? Like you, I guess. No thanks.
Praise God.
Well, now, David, I know you're planning to invest some money in that house. But now, son, now let me tell you something, boy. Now, you don't want to get more money in that house than what she's worth, you understand? Now, I'm telling you. Don't let the market tell you what to do.
That's right.
I don't make any difference.
Amen.
The market don't have anything to do with your leading. Amen. Don't ever be led by money.
Amen. That's right.
Don't ever, ever. You understand what I'm saying? Don't ever, ever, don't ever, 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 don't ever, 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 don't ever again be led by money. You're being led by mammon when you do that.
That's right.
You're being led by the god of that Babylonian system.
That's right.
You be led by the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm convinced of this. I come to this conclusion because of experience and so forth, and what little I've learned over the years. And I can't quite prove it, but you can't prove it didn't. So I am going to give you the benefit of this. Why didn't they listen to Paul when he said to them what he did the first time, and why did they listen to him the second time? They didn't listen to him the first time because he wasn't all that convinced of it himself. He's on the plan, but he's not passionate about it. After all, he is a prisoner. And after all, he's stuck with this bunch. And he told them exactly what he had in his spirit. But I'm telling you, when he come out of the hold of that ship after talking to that angel, and he got back on that plan, and that plan got big in him, and he got passionate about it, I can just hear that, God, I'm going if I had to swim.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to Rome.
That's right.
Amen. I'm not going out here and sink.
That's right.
I'm going to Rome. Amen. And as the next step is revealed to you tonight and tomorrow and so forth, and you begin to see it, glory to God, amen. Don't let the devil talk you into the thinking that, well, if I do that, oh, man, no, 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 no. You're not going halfway across the lake and sink. You're not going halfway around the ocean and die out in the middle of the ocean. No, 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 you're going to Rome. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going on.
Going on.
I'm going on. Yeah, but you got heart trouble. I don't care. I'm going on. Amen. Yeah, but you got high blood pressure. Well, who cares? I'm going on. I'm going on. I ain't got time to quit. Yeah, but you're going to die. Well, I knew that a long time ago. I've had that idea all my life. They keep telling me that. How many 200-year-old people you know? None. Amen? But we have something to say about what happens when we go. And we have something to say about when we go. And we have something to say while we're on the way. Glory to God. Amen. We have a plan. Hey, we're going to Rome, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God did not give you those children so you could experience losing them.
That's right.
No, no. You need to get tougher than that.
That's right.
Some of you just need to get a little sassy.
Yeah.
Quit being pushed around.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Just let the devil know, no, you're done here. You're finished. They can send your saddle home. You're done. It's over with you and me. No, no. Satan, get out of my way. You can either get out of the way or I'm going to run over you. But I'm going to Rome.
Live every day blessed, healthy, and strong in your covenant with God as you take hold of your inheritance in Christ. Discover what belongs to you as a child of God in the Take Your Place package. Begin walking in your spiritual inheritance and receive everything God has promised you. Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Dare to Take Your Place, gives you courage to live by faith. Know and understand who you really are in Christ. Receive every promise He has set aside for you. Make permanent changes in your life and circumstances. See yourself the way God sees you in the mini book, The Image of God in You by Kenneth Copeland. Hear and do what your Father in Heaven says and experience His results. Increase your faith and allow the power of God to move in and through you. Your faith will take you as far as you dare to go as you take your place in God. Order the Take Your Place package today for only $13.99. That's a savings of over 15%. Discover your covenant relationship with God and how to take your place in His family. Start walking, talking, and acting on God's Word and receive His promises for your life. For this and more from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 or write to us today. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to the Branson Victory Campaign.
His plan has not been changed. He set it up before the foundation of the world. That's before there ever was a devil. That's before Adam ever sinned. And He knew us before the foundation of the world. He knew you by name. He knew you by faith. He saw you perfect. He saw you in His love. He saw you wonderful. Hallelujah. And He still sees you the same.
The Lord is going to be present and we are going to be receiving and taking from Him.
We always go up a level when we come. What is the blessing? The blessing is everything you need in life plus a lot of other good extras. Because God is a good God.
First time and we're loving it. This is an awesome time that we're having.
Their teachings are just life-changing. They make such an impact. And I just want to just have all of that imparted into me so I can share it with somebody else.
Obviously, again, priceless to know that what you're hearing is word, it's true, it's real, and we can take it and apply it in our lives every day.
The Spirit of the Lord was present to heal.
Jesus always comes to healing school. We've had healing school all over the world and He's never missed. People get healed because He's here. The blessing is greater, much greater, much more powerful, much more effective than the curse.
And when you begin to share the scriptures, I tell you, the strength began to come on me.
Now he's wore a hearing aid in his ear for 8 years. This morning he's now wearing it in his hand because he took it off.
He was also present giving words of knowledge.
Yes, we need the monies and the blessings and the prosperity to do the work of God, but he needs us well.
I'm building a brand new body for you.
It's not by your human effort. No, it's by my grace.
Special times have come. These may not seem as special to you as they do to me, saith the Lord. See, I've been looking forward to this a whole lot longer than you have. Heaven is rejoicing because the work has already been done and Jesus is coming sooner than you think. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah.
And this convention here, I won't be the same. I just had my booster shot. I got injected more with the Word of God. I'm excited.
I'm just going to keep on feeding because it's awesome.
We really do have a great time at these meetings. And in fact, our biggest gathering of the year is coming up right here in Fort Worth, Texas. It's the Southwest Believers Convention, June 30th through July 5th. Now listen, now more than ever, it is so vitally important that we as believers get together often to encourage each other in our faith. And that's what these meetings are about. And they're not just a good idea. We believe this is God's idea. Listen to what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. It says, we should think about each other to see how we can encourage each other to show love and to do good works. We must not quit meeting together as some are doing. No, we need to keep on encouraging each other. This becomes more and more important as you see the day getting closer. Now, what is this passage talking about? It's talking about Jesus coming back for us. So, that's why we're inviting you to join us at the Southwest Believers Convention. If you have family members or friends who would like to listen to the speakers in Spanish, we have live translation available through headphones. They can sit right there in the meeting and enjoy it with us. Amen. Get into these meetings. You will be blessed and glad that you did. We are so blessed and thankful that you joined us on this broadcast today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.